Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4746.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say I had an uncle that I was very close to when I was growing up. He gave me my first job in middle school and high school and taught me a trade that I did through college. Put myself through school at night doing it, and it was a very meaningful relationship. My parents split up when I was at an early age, so I would say my uncle, very close to him still to this day.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a good leader of people, leader of men and women, and whether it's in a corporate setting or coaching, doing different things outside of a workplace, but a leader of people.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say good. I'm compassionate. I'm pretty intense when it comes to different things I believe in. I'm pretty passionate about my work and family and different things, but a great guy. Very humble.
What type of things make you happy?
I really enjoy my family. I have two children now, two young children, and I enjoy those guys a lot. I enjoy watching and being part of football. and kind of sounds goofy, but I actually like what I do for a profession. I like what I do for work.
What types of things make you sad?
I don't get sad too often about things. Big believer in kind of you create your own destiny, and you know, things happen to you. Probably had some sort of control over it, you know, at one point or another. But sad animals, any kind of abuse to animals, I don't like that. That makes me sad. The sad puppy dog commercials on TV, that makes me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I grew up in a single parent household raised by my mother. I moved out at a pretty early age, but I moved out at 14, so I would say I'm very independent. That's kind of the world I grew up in, and you know, it still shapes me to who I am today. I mean, there's no one to fall back on but me, you know, when I do different things or take a risk or whatever, but very independent, you know.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I would say being, I try to stay up reading, and try to, on current events, I try to figure out ways to connect with different people regardless of their backgrounds. You know, when you're dealing with a very diverse group of employees, or whether it's customers or different people you're seeing, or even family or neighbors, but try to always have something I can connect with other folks, you know, and you have to stay up on that. That's a skill that I think is something you have to work at and develop.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I guess it depends. Like in a spouse, I would say, you know, being patient and being sweet and kind. I don't necessarily think that's the most admirable qualities, you know, in a leader or a male, or, you know, but I would say in me, I would, you know, try to aspire to be, you know, assertive, being a good provider, being a good husband and father. So,
what kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
They gave me a good set of genes. I didn't, you know, my mom worked very hard. She worked two and three jobs sometimes. we never really saw eye to eye on a lot of different issues in life, but she worked hard, you know. She made sure we were taken care of, and that's something that I think that I saw in her at an early age. You do what you got to do, and you know, we grind and try to overcome things. So
tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I am big into, I like coaching a lot. Me and my son, he is into, right now he's into flag attack football, and so I do a little bit of coaching of that. That is very, very fun at this age. We enjoy going out to dinner. We newer movie theaters out now that you can sit down and eat dinner and have a drink and stuff, and my family likes to do that a lot. We're big fans of that. Like to stay active, different things in regards to that, but any time spending with family is positive when you can get it.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The most precious gift I ever received a dog when I was 8, and we kept him for a long time, and he ended up passing away a long time ago, but he was really close. I did a lot of stuff. He was like a golden retriever, half collie, and he was like my first pet I ever had, and good dog.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I played a lot of baseball, football. We had a pretty active life. I was in a lot of different stuff. We didn't do too much of vacations and trips and stuff. My mother, living, you know, with a single parent budget, we didn't have just a whole lot of discretionary income to go do things like that. But me and my sister had a lot of fun things we did around the neighborhood, and it was fun.
Okay. What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book, I would say, I don't read just a whole lot of books. I read a lot of different stuff, but not really books. But I read a book called A Time to Kill that it was really good. I think it was by Michael Crichton, and it's really good. There's a lot of different issues going on in the book, but I really enjoyed him and the central character, which is an attorney in a really hard case that he is defending a bunch of... you'd have to read it anyway. I like that book.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
The last book I read was... I read a book called The God Part of the Brain. It was about a human's need to have a, you know, ever since humans, you know, evolved, we've had a need to embrace some sort of higher power. And I read it, and it doesn't really have a character, but it's a good book.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
What's the last movie I saw? I saw Minions, and I did not like it. I saw Mad Max, and they made a remake of it about 2 months ago in theaters from the original Mel Gibson one, and it was good. I liked it. It was a good movie.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I love professional and college football. I really like UFC too, fighting.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I like to go to Vegas once a year. That is a lot of fun. Since I can tell this is an interview, it doesn't get shared with a whole lot of people, but I like to gamble. Not like insane gambling, but I like to take risks, and I like betting on football and things like that. I'm big into fantasy football. That's just really, really fun. I would consider that a hobby because it's kind of fun to me.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm a creative person when it comes to getting things done, using all my skill sets and attributes to try to accomplish a goal, and really leaving no stone unturned when it comes to different things. But I would say I'm creative in the sense of I like to paint or different things like that. I'm creative when it comes to getting stuff done, things that are pretty ambitious tasks that you had to have a little bit of outside the box thinking to maybe accomplish, but not really a artsy person.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I would say, I've taken a lot of risks. I moved to college with about $500 in our pockets. That's where I met my fiance in high school, and we moved there and later became my wife. But we didn't have a whole lot of money, so I was able to work and put ourselves through school at night, but that was a pretty big risk. And I've moved 3 times for my career, mostly with the same company. But moving to new cities and states is always definitely a risk. It is what it is. You lose some friends further from family, but you give yourself a more of an opportunity, to make things happen. So yeah, it's changes. It definitely impacts you.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean with a bunch of my favorite people on the planet, partying on a yacht and hanging out. That sounds awesome.
What is your approach to life?
I would say I try to really try to outwork people. I'm naturally have some talents around certain things, but I try to outwork people, try to use different skills that I have to get ahead, but without people knowing it is a key. As I get older, I used to tell people all the time 10 years ago, like, I'm going to beat you and I'm going to make you like it, and I'm going to show you that I'm number one at this. And I realize as you get older, if you got people gunning for you like that and already thinking you're that dude, it makes things harder. So that's if one thing I've learned as I got a little older, that's one of them.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Yeah, I moved out when I was 14, and I was not a very good kid. I say a good kid. I probably had the same issues everybody else does when they've got a single mom and she doesn't know how to handle them and no father around, but it is what it is. But I moved in with my grandparents, great folks, and I lived with them through high school, and it was a different time, I lived with them till I was 17, and I actually had my own apartment when I was a senior in high school, so that was a lot of fun. But it was a difficult time, but it was a fun time and a good time. It showed me a lot about who I was. They always say you have to get lost before you really find yourself, and really, I can say I know who I am. I really do, and I think I've realized that at an early age, that I was kind of already older than my years early. That's what I'm going to let my kids have a lot of fun, until they have to start doing something like that. Not spoil them and not be their buddies over a parent, but I want them to enjoy their childhoods like as long as they can.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I earned two back-to-back manager of the year and operation of the years, and we got to go on a cruise, and I got to bring 4 of my coworkers, because not only did I win, I had three or four of the top performing employees too. So we got to bring our wives and girlfriends and stuff on this cruise, and it was very, very, very rewarding. I can tell you it was awesome.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I don't know. I wish I could travel more. I've got to go to Costa Rica before. I try to go to Vegas once a year for the Super Bowl. I try to do, but I wish I could travel abroad more. I really want to go to Europe. I want to go to Germany. I like to see more things. Instead of just taking one vacation a year, I wish I could have, some of the things I have in life, but not work maybe as hard as I had to get them. Be nice, like being born into something like that, but I don't know. Anyway.
What matters to you most?
I really, really like control over things. That really matters. You get a lot of answers like, oh, family matters, or I want to be able to control and mold my family into something great. Money matters. Well, I want to be able to control and really lock that part of my, your financial part down. Or if you say, I want to be able to control things, and I know you can't. There's a lot of randomness in the world, a lot of just in science and just different things, but it is what it is. I'd like to think that I could control a little bit more, by hard work and thoughtfulness and, putting some time into planning things, but anyway, it matters a lot to me.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in relation to work, family, travel?
I'd definitely be hopefully on the same path here. Hopefully I'm in a senior leadership position. Getting to travel. I hope my kids are still healthy and growing up and happy. I would hope that.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Right now, I would definitely consider, I like a couple of drinks, and my wife doesn't drink a whole lot, but when she does have a couple of beers, I like that, and go out and do something fun, or she has wine, whatever, to go watch, maybe a movie or a show and come back. And we recently had a barbecue at the house, and after everybody left, me and her stayed up for a while, and it was fun. We had a good time, and it's definitely one of the nicest nights we've had in a while.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I had some mixed feelings about it at the beginning, but I really wanted to do as much good as I could with the time I had left, which is hopefully a lot. But while I was still viable in that capacity, I wanted to try to do as much good as I could. And I think that, not in some kind of narcissistic, weird way, but I wanted to, try to leave behind, I guess, was as much positive stuff, and if that be genes or different things. I mean, I know my two children are, really special, good kids, and, I see some that, whether it's their environment or just the pure science and nature part of the deal, but, if we can, better ourselves as a, species or whatever, I'm all for that, so, but not some, not to repot, nothing truly demented or, like I said, narcissistic anyway.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would tell you, I was an open donor for a reason. I don't know. I guess you fast forward, 18 years, something like that. And so, hopefully I'm still alive. But I think it would bring me joy to see, what other people, what kind of lives they led, if they chose me as their donor. And I think that would possibly bring both, obviously they got, the gift of life out of it and stuff, but I think that would be a nice, not reunion type deal, but I think that would make me happy, now. And I would definitely, as a message, I would definitely say, don't, no matter what circumstance, you're brought into this world. I can definitely tell you that you are the only one who controls your the way you go out, or the what happens to you. There's only, you know, yeah, everybody's got a set of cards, but it's kind of how you play them. And I'm just not the type of person to go to bed at night thinking that, oh, the world did this to me or whatever. I said, don't be that person. You know, do this to the world. You know, be that person that, that, you know, when you lay it down for whatever reason and they put you in the ground or spread your ashes, and, you know, I want everybody to know about you. And hopefully what everybody says about me is, man, he got his money's worth. That guy lived, you know, no regrets. And I think that hopefully that's what they'll say.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4746.